degree in this morning's Office of Readings tells us that the disbelief of Thomas has done more for our faith than the faith of the other disciples. Unquote. For, you know, if Thomas doubted, he also believed. You know, he made what is certainly the most explicit statement of faith in the New Testament. My Lord and my God. And so expressing his faith, you know, he gave Christians a prayer that will be said until the end of time. He also occasioned a statement from Jesus to all Christians to come. You know, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. It's called into question Thomas's later apostolic activities. And I don't know why, because that he went to India is a certain fact of history. The Roman Breviary states that he preached in Ethiopia and Abyssinia, as well as in Persia and Media. Before he died in Meliapur, he erected a very large cross there. And he predicted to the people that when the sea would advance to the very foot of that cross, that God would send them from a far distant land, white men, who would preach to them the same doctrine that he taught them. And this prophecy is verified when the Portuguese arrived in that region and found that the ocean had advanced so far that as to be truly at the foot of that cross. And it was at the foot of this cross where St. Thomas was praying fervently that he suffered martyrdom by a blow from a lance of a pagan priest. And this happened, you know, according to the Roman Breviary, at Calamine, which is in fact Meliapur. For in the language of the people, the word Calamine means on the rock. The name was given the site in memory of the apostles' martyrdom. Now the Lord wants us to be saints, St. Maximilian tells us, and he wants us to be great saints. He wants us to be zealous in our belief, and that means to live the faith that we profess. You know, it doesn't mean we have to go out and set up a soapbox on the street corner and preach, but it means that we have to live it. It means that you know, we can't back down when others don't live it because we want to fit in with them or because it's too difficult. If, like St. Thomas, we come to that point of belief and we say, yes, I believe, my Lord and my God, then if Jesus is Lord, he is Master, then we should never be embarrassed of our Lord and Master. We should never be embarrassed of our God. If we're embarrassed by Jesus Christ, then we need to look very seriously at ourselves and ask, what's wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with the presidents of these colleges that take down crucifixes when certain people come? You know, why would we be embarrassed of the one whom we profess to be my Lord and my God? If I'm a member of his body, this family, then I need to proclaim it. And we should never be embarrassed of our Lord, but rather go out to all the world and tell the good news.